This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside hour two of the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Happy 4th of July Eve as we get set for a big 4th of July weekend social distancing hot dog eating contest. And Rob, I tell you, I can't get over, there's 4th of July stories, and then there's Joey Chestnut thinks he could set a record for hot dogs because the eating conditions will be just right for it. I mean, for all you know, my whole life, oh boy, there's not going to be a lot of points scored today, the rain and the snow and the, you know, in this NFL game, but the eating conditions are going to be right. Watch out, we could see big-time eating fireworks a day from now. I can't wait.
You know what? I've always had an issue with dipping hot dogs into water for them to go down easy. Whatever happened to the ketchup and the mustard and the relish and the onions, the condiments? I just couldn't do it.
You know,
water on your hot dogs?
Well, it makes it. Well, you have to do it for the bread. Otherwise, you're not going. You can't eat the bread as much. The winning person would have like 8 hot dogs. I'm sorry. This bread is just. I filled up on it. I can't eat anymore.
That bread does fill you up, but just the wet bread for the hot dogs. I've watched them, and I've just been amazed at how those guys are able to do it.
I'm going to start doing that when I go to dinner. And, you know, and I'm able to go out to restaurants again and going out to dinner, instead of filling up on bread, so, oh, man, I ate too much bread, and by the time your meal comes, you can't eat it. When I want bread, I'm just going to dip it in water and eat it, and then I realize I'm going to be good. I do that, then I can have the feeling of eating the bread, and then I can have my meal when it comes, and I'll be okay.
And there'll also be room for dessert after it's all over.
I dip the ice cream in the water, and I eat the ice cream.
Exactly. There you go. And the cheesecake in the water, and I can just digest it. It'll be a lot easier. You know, sometimes, you know, you have dinner, and then they're like, dessert? And you just look at them like, dessert? Where do I have room for dessert? It's so hard to get dessert down.
So while we're looking ahead at 4th of July, maybe we get some 4th of July fireworks and find out that someone like Antonio Brown has a new NFL team. Because last night, Late last night, before I went to bed, normally I do the same thing. Whenever I'm going to fill in, you know, for Dan here today, you know, with you and you know, and Doug and all of us, you know, filling in, you and Chris do some days too. Whenever I do, I always get online and I go, okay, here's some stories that we like, we're looking at for early in the morning. And I get online last night and I see at the top of everything, AB to the Texans. And I go, oh my God, seriously? Antonio Brown to the Texans. That happened. And then I got to go through Twitter, which is like going through the looking glass. You know, it's right. Like, you know, there's going to be
you don't know what's
that,
real, what's no, fake, right?
No, no, may as well go to Reddit and try to figure something out. So I'm like, okay, what is it? And then it boils down to the fact that Chad Johnson put out a tweet saying AB to the Texans with praying hands. So then I'm like, oh, okay, this is yet another push from Antonio Brown to try to get people interested in him. Like, if he throws it out there that he wants to go to the Texans, Bill O'Brien's going to go, huh, I never thought about that. Let's call and get Antonio. I never thought about it. Luckily, he put that out on Twitter. I would have never thought about Antonio. Let's call and try to get him. Because that's been AB's strategy the past few weeks. I mean, here's video of me working out with Russell Wilson. See, I'm a good guy. You can put me back in the NFL. Here's video of me working out with other teams. And now you're seeing, you know, the stories of teams interested in Antonio Brown, which I look at this and go, okay, is this real? Or is this like the story we get every year that there are teams interested in Colin Kaepernick, teams are calling, and then nothing winds up happening of it. You know, I feel like the same thing. Like, this is what we're getting. Here's, you know, let's try to get some juice around Antonio Brown coming back to the NFL, and this is where we're at. Now, I don't doubt that eventually there would be some teams interested in him, but Rob, this is like, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Because if a team wants Antonio Brown, they're going to tell the NFL, we want to sign him. The NFL is going to say, well, okay, he's going on our exempt list because he's got to figure out his legal problems, which include you know, being accused of sexual assault by a woman.
It's been 9 months, though.
It is, right.
But I mean, this
you have to clear that up. Right, but you got to clear that up. If he's going to come back to the NFL, he's got to have a clean slate legally to be, and he doesn't have that right now. He's still coming off of a few months ago when he had a meltdown and him and a buddy beat up a driver who was trying to get furniture from his house. You know, he's got to clean his slate if he's going to come back. So he doesn't have that yet. So if a team says we want to sign him, the NFL's going to say, okay, he's on our exempt list, and we're going to do an investigation into him, and teams are going to say, okay, well, we're not into it now. You know, okay, is it likely he's coming back? If it's not, okay, we're not going to sign him. So teams know this, that if they do wind up signing him, they would want him for now. They'd want him to be ready. Hey, we have a season coming up soon. We haven't had a regular offseason. Let's get a great receiver who has been fantastic, who, you know, is a self-motivated workout guy. The one thing you never have to worry about him was working out. He loved practicing. He loved doing all of those things. But if teams know he's going to go on the exempt list, well, why are we going to sign him? So he's kind of in that purgatory of, okay, yeah, potentially you can come back, but this is what's going to happen if a team wants him. And so because he's got to go on the exempt list, then nobody's going to sign him. That's kind of what's happening right now.
Yeah, I get it, but I'm going to tell you, and we've seen this over and over, when you have a talented guy like that and people are looking for talent, as many players are as there are, Jason, in the NFL, there aren't that many talented people laying around, you know? And if you really believe, like, adding a player of his caliber could make a difference, you're willing to do that. The only people who don't bend over backwards for are guys who can't play, right? Then they won't take the headaches. They won't take the other stuff that comes with it. I believe he's going to get back in the league because he's young enough, and the last time we saw him was good enough. I think he's been humbled by everything that's gone on. He's really, it's weird where he was in Pittsburgh, despite the, you know, Facebook Live kind of thing, but he was never disruptive. This guy was just productive, not disruptive, and was very good in Pittsburgh. And the thing that people never say is he doesn't work hard. He's not a, you know what I mean? He doesn't put in his work, or he's a slacker. It's never been that, or he's not a great teammate as far as on the field. He just has some personal issues that really derailed his life and his career. And if he can get that straightened out, if I'm a GM in the NFL, I want Antonio Brown if I have a spot for a wide receiver. And I could think of a number of teams that could use him. So I hope he gets it together. I'm I I love redemption stories and comebacks, especially if he can get his personal life, Jason, straightened out and see what everything was and make sure that all the claims against him, you know, and the NFL does their due diligence. But after that, if that all works out, get him back in the league.
See, I'm on the other side of you. I'm a GM. I'm giving AB a hard pass because it's if you want to take his career and think about it, what it used to be. Okay, it's kind of like, you know, people want to look at Cam Newton and go, oh my God, look at if Cam Newton can make plays like this with the Patriots and all the stuff that fills my social media feed. And I go, this is a play from 2013. This is 2020. He's been hurt for 2 years. This is, he can't just suddenly, oh, because he could make a play like this 7 years ago, suddenly do that. But Antonio Brown, when he was in his heyday, when he could do it, he was the best. And I'm not arguing that with you. But Pittsburgh enabled him. You know, all the behavior issues that he had, Pittsburgh was able to cover it up and keep him around because that's what they did. That's what Mike Tomlin did. He deserves a lot of credit. Oh, you talk about Le'Veon Bell and Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, keeping those guys all on the field and throwing the football to each other. That's some kind of job that he probably shouldn't have had to do, but he did. AB leaves the Steelers, and what happens? He goes to Oakland, and he finds his way out before he even plays a game. He's at odds with the Raiders over stupid reasons, and John Gruden, who wanted him so desperately, finally said, we have to get rid of him. He has a meltdown at practice and calls Mike Mayock a racist term, and he's out. All right, now he's out. Now let's see what happens. The Patriots sign him, and everybody says, oh, I can't believe it, just how he wanted it to work. Now the Patriots are going to have him. They're going to win the Super Bowl. He plays one game. And then the sexual assault story has a second break in the story, and the Patriots say, we can't have anything to do with you, and he's gone. He has found his way now off of three teams. He wanted out for Pittsburgh for so long. Finally, Pittsburgh said, fine. He gets to Oakland. He's out before he plays a game. He goes to New England. He's there for a week. He's his own worst enemy. You know, he can't stay away from Twitter. He can't stay away from controversy. So if I jump through all of these hoops to sign him, how long do I know I'm going to have him for until he's out of the league? How long until I wake up on an idle Tuesday and go, he tweeted that? I can't believe he tweeted that. So how long am I going to have him for before I realize he's got to be off the team? It's not worth that investment for a guy I know could be gone in one game. It may not even play a game for us.
But this is the only issue I have. You know, you're talking about tweeting and social media. The NFL has so many guys who are convicted felons, who are vehicular homicide, got chances, who beat up women and all kinds of other things. And I, the list is too long for me to go into it. But those guys seem to get chances to play again. And because a guy does some social media stuff that people don't like, it's the end of the world. I think he's been treated way too harshly.
Whoa, he's got sexual assault hanging over him, Rob. I mean,
you're talking about social media and posting videos. I'm saying that there are other guys who have done some pretty bad things in the league. Would you at least give me that?
Yeah. But have they gotten chances? We have to let him in.
Have they gotten chances?
Second yeah, but we got to stop at some point, right? I mean, that's
no,
the whole
but
thing.
That but my, that's my thing. Point. If you told me that nobody in the league with those kind of things happening to them, then I got it. But the league is littered with those guys, and I just don't understand where you're drawing the line. And because of his social media activity, that's the last straw. The guy's a talented football player, and if he can get, and I'm just saying, go through the due diligence, right? Let these things play out. Just because people accuse you of stuff doesn't mean so. I can remember other players where this stuff has happened before, and we find out later that it's not true. So all I'm saying is the NFL should do it. Just because someone says you did this or did that doesn't mean that it's fact because someone makes a claim against you. That's all I'm saying is I want the NFL to investigate it, find out really where he is. But Jason, I'm against your stance that he shouldn't get another opportunity. He's way too good, way too talented. Yes, he's had some issues, but I'm willing to give the guy another chance if he can clear his name.
Has he shown anything in the last year and a half that he could do that? He hasn't. He hasn't shown that he can play in the NFL. He has shown that he's going to be able to stay in the NFL. He hasn't. He found his way. He did everything he could to find his way off of the Raiders. Everything he could, he finds his way off. Then he lands in a perfect spot. And then what does he do? Then text messages come out of him sending a text to one of his friends about taking care of the woman who is accusing him of sexual assault.
I've given you that. They need to investigate all that.
What day you're going to wake up and see something like that on a day? A team is not going to say, listen, we're not going to, I can't go to bed every night thinking the next day, Antonio Brown, something's going to happen that's going to embarrass the franchise. You know, and I get that from team. I understand. How long can they possibly have him for?
You have other guys in the league. The Cowboys, I just don't have the name in front of me, who got signed after he left Carolina. He was convicted. He was convicted in a court of law, and the Cowboys snapped him up. They couldn't snap him up fast enough. And I'm just saying, like, I've seen these circumstances, and people don't seem to have an issue there to just change uniforms.
Well, but you got to start somewhere. You know, you're talking about Greg Hardy, right?
Greg Hardy. Do you remember that case?
Of course, he was
convicted. It wasn't even like hearsay. He was convicted in court, and the Cowboys they fell over themselves to sign Greg Hardy.
Well, but it's not that the NFL is keeping him out. It's what he has done. He is keeping himself out of the NFL. He's the guy, obviously, the teams say we can't trust, that we don't know about getting him back. And it's, at some point, you have to start somewhere with saying, all right, if this guy is doing this, he can't come back to the NFL. It's almost like the same thing we're dealing with all these changes going on in the world about, hey, let's take care of Washington's nickname. You know, here goes the Confederate flag. All of these ideas that were out there that have been out there for a long time are bad ideas. Well, they were accepted for a long time. Well, that was bad, but we got to start somewhere. So let's start now. NASCAR bans the Confederate flag. You're seeing all the other things happening in the world right now. With the Washington Redskins, they may not have their nickname for a while. We got to start somewhere. So if Antonio Brown is the guy for, hey, I can't get back in the NFL, dude, if you could not be in a situation where you are beholden to the law because of stuff you didn't been accused of, you'd be in the National Football League. And the fact that he's not in, I mean, my heart doesn't bleed for him that he's not in the NFL. If he can clean up his act and get back in and show that he can clean his act up, and yeah, okay, then he'll get another chance. But he hasn't done it yet, and he's still, you know, sitting out there waiting, wondering, why am I not getting another chance? Well, I mean, you got to look in the mirror at some point and go, okay, what I'm doing is, and what I've done is what's keeping me out of the league.
I'm not saying that I'm endorsing his behavior, but I just don't understand, like, who determines which guys get other chances and which guys don't. And when the Patriots signed him, if you remember, and I don't know, and maybe you were one of those guys, when he got released by the Raiders, I remember people reveling in, oh, that's it. He'll never play in the NFL again. He's done. Look at what he did with the Raiders. Oh, he released that video. Do you remember all that?
Yeah.
And then the Patriots signed him 8 hours later or whatever it was. Yeah. I'm just like, that's what I'm saying, is like the overreaction from people. Now, with the legal stuff, I'm not saying he's clear and free and he didn't do anything. But let's find out what's been done and figure out what's true, what's not true. You can't just convict a guy because people have made claims against you. That's all I'm saying. And once that is done and you figure it out, then you should be able to put them back out there and let teams decide whether they want to deal with talent. Sometimes when you have talented people, it comes with issues. And some people are willing to work through them. Everybody's not a choir boy. Some people have different issues. I'm just not in that camp to throw away a talented guy. And we heard Adam Kaplan just recently on our show say that this guy's a Hall of Famer. From his body of work, he's already a Hall of Famer. That's how good he is. That's why it's worth the risk to me.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1, phone number 877-99 on Fox. On opposite sides of the AB debate, we'll have more NFL coming up this hour, because speaking of on opposite sides of a debate, you and I are definitely on the opposite sides of Cam Newton. So we got to get to that coming up later on this hour.
You mean Cam that's going to win the AFC least division? Yes.
Cam who may not make it to week one? Yes, that's Cam Newton.
Cam for president. His contract's guaranteed.
Look at you, Cam.
I'm all
for
in. Cam for president. Does the scarf? He can wear the scarf at the White House. I'm all in.
Oh, he'll bring great hat fashion to the White House. That's for sure. So we got that coming up later on this hour. But straight ahead, is the NBA really ready to open up a second bubble? Are the Lakers' title chances higher after this long layoff? Anthony Davis says so. We get into those and more stories coming up next right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith and Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Today's show brought to you by Mercedes-AMG Driving Performance. Going to have Chris Mannix stopping by in a second. Fox Sports 1, Sports Illustrated, NBA Insider. And Rob, I know you talked about this yesterday on your show, and we talked about it yesterday as well. The possibility that we're getting a second bubble in the NBA. Certainly we have the bubble in Orlando that we're going to try to finish the regular season and playoffs in. Right. But NBA working on a second bubble, Agent Wojnarowski having the story a day ago, to invite the teams that weren't invited to Orlando to have some kind of training camp in the month of September. They're going to be able to play games because obviously it would be unfair if you're going to start the season at some point soon after that you have 22 teams that are going to be in the mindset of playing, having just played a bunch of games, and you have these other 8 teams not doing it. So those teams would be invited. The Knicks would now be to have a chance to maybe win something as they are invited to the NIT of bubbles. So I'd be pretty happy for them there.
Not only can the Knicks, they would wind up in the trouble bubble. That's for the bad teams. I mean, I get it. It's funny though, but the but Adam Silver doesn't want to be in any bubble. He's not going to stick around, which is interesting.
Oh my God, what a horrible optic that is! Guys all got to stay. What about you, Commissioner?
No, I'm
going to be in
staying.
And out. I might pop in and say hey, then I might jet, but then I'm coming back. But then I'm going to jet again, and then I'm coming back. I mean,
just,
my God,
you know, like give him that people are like putting themselves and in jeopardy health wise, and it just would be like if the Commissioner was there. And go, I'm in this with you. I get it. Asking you to do something. But he clearly said he was not interested. But the second bubble, I guess it's weird because you're right. Other teams wouldn't be able to do anything. And then that would be a long layoff until the next season, right? Because the season ended prematurely. So they probably got a lot of pushback from the other teams that weren't involved. It would be different if they would have just taken the 16 other teams, right? Mm-hmm. The 16 teams that qualified for the playoffs when the season started and went from there, Jason, but that's not what they did. By adding the other teams that still had a chance and having 22 teams, you left out the other 8. So I get it.
Joining us now on the hotline for more on these stories, you can follow him on Twitter at SI Chris Mannix. That's at SI Chris Mannix, Fox Sports 1, Sports Illustrated, NBA Insider. Chris, good morning. What's happening, man?
What's happening, Chris?
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Dude, we're talking a second bubble, maybe a third bubble, fourth bubble, maybe a fifth bubble, five. Let's have bubbles for everybody in the NBA.
Yeah, on the second bubble, the way it was explained to me yesterday was, don't get too far ahead on all this. There has already been some pushback from some teams. Michelle Roberts has made it clear that she and the players not going to sign off on anything unless there are the exact same protocols in a second bubble as there are in the first one. And that logistically, may be incredibly difficult. What may be the more likely scenario is that we see teams be allowed to have mini camps in September. Maybe they're a week, 2 weeks long where they can get their whole team in. Maybe their G League affiliate involved in all that. And if teams regionally want to get together, specifically Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, if they want to find a way to create a smaller bubble that would, take, less resources to put together, that's possible. I just can't envision an 8-team bubble happening amongst those 8 teams that have been left out.
Chris, Dwight Howard hasn't committed to coming to the bubble and playing. I think that would be another blow to the Lakers. The longer that he doesn't commit to me, and obviously he was with Kyrie and about whether they should even play and whatnot, I my gut tells me the longer a guy holds up and isn't sure that there's a good chance at the end he's going to say, I'm not coming. What's your take or what have you heard about Dwight Howard?
Well, the Lakers, from what I've been told, that they remain cautiously optimistic that they can work the situation out with Dwight. I think right now the greater concern in Dwight Howard's life is his young son, who he's with right now after the passing of his mother. Mm-hmm. That is of a more significant concern than the social justice movement. I think like a lot of other players, the players have been, I don't know what the right word is, impressed, but they've felt good about what the NBA's done over the last week or so to ensure that the social justice movement will, you know, get the appropriate and considerable attention, you know, inside the bubble. So I'm not sure that's necessarily Dwight's number one concern at the moment. He's got a family issue to deal with, and the Lakers are hoping they can find a way to make all this work. So they're, you know, obviously Avery Bradley being out is a body blow, but I get the sense the Lakers are still, you know, clinging to a strong hope that Dwight Howard can play.
Yeah, ballpark this for me, Chris, because with the NBA players getting set to go, and obviously there's different thoughts from everybody about going and not going. Percentage of players who are going to the bubble that are going to be into it, excited, ready to go compete, rest of the season, win a championship. Percentage of players that want to do that versus the players who are saying, you know what, we're going to go play a bunch of games and then I'm out and going home. And I'm showing up to the bubble with 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
I mean, I think even players that are excited about winning a championship aren't excited about going to the bubble. I mean, I would put the number of players excited about resuming at like 1%. I mean, I don't know who that, like, they're just, it's just like not an ideal circumstance for, as you point out, a variety of reasons, whether it's health concerns, family concerns, you know, physical safety, you know, when it comes to getting injured in that situation. I mean, there's just a lot of, you know, kind of like resignation, I guess, that this is how the NBA is going to end the season. Now, that may change as they get into games, and certainly will change as we get deeper into the postseason and the possibility of a championship crystallizes for a lot of these players, but there's not a lot of enthusiasm at all. I mean, players are certainly anxious to, you know, to get out of their houses and get back to playing, and you're kind of seeing that reflected on some of the interviews guys are doing after practices this week, but I mean, this, you know, there's an understanding that this is going to be a mentally taxing ordeal, especially for the players that are down there for the duration. They'll be there for at least a month, you know, without family members and friends. And after that, we'll see how many they can bring in. And it just, it's not going to be a comfortable situation for all players. And there really isn't a lot of excitement because of that.
Chris, I'm going to jump ahead. I picked the Clippers before the season started. I think they're the deepest team. I love what they did a year ago without any star. They beat the Warriors twice in Oakland. You know, like, they just have a dog about them, and then they add Kawhi and Paul George. If Kawhi and the Clippers were able to win the championship, what would that do for Kawhi, just the idea that he would have on his resume? Obviously, he won in San Antonio, was a Finals MVP, but to win back-to-back championships with two organizations that had never won a championship, would that elevate him? How would you look at Kawhi Leonard after that, if the Clippers did win?
Yeah, it would significantly elevate him in my eyes, and I think in the eyes of most around the league. I mean, it is really hard to put together a championship team. It takes years sometimes to put together a championship team. Even when you have the pieces that are assembled, most teams don't always win that first year or second year. I mean, even the Miami Super Team, you know, didn't win that first year with LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. It just takes time to build chemistry. And I think that a championship this year would establish Kawhi as just that kind of guy that can fit into any situation that's close to championship caliber and elevate that team to a title. I mean, it would – I don't know what kind of rarefied air it would put him in. I don't know if it puts him in the Jordan category or even the LeBron category, but whatever that tier right behind them, you would have to include him in that group, because it's just not easy to go to two different teams, adjust to two different situations, coaching staffs, terminology, get comfortable with your teammates, and accomplish something in that first year. So this would really be a reckoning, I think, for Kawhi Leonard in a moment for him to jump into another tier of players.
And Chris, let me just follow up. Who did you pick going into the season, and are you sticking with your pick, or have you changed your mind as who's going to win the NBA championship?
Yeah, I think I had the Clippers coming into this season, but there's going to be something weird that happens. Like, it's just the way it is. You go back to the 99 season when the Knicks made that run as an 8 seed. Something like that is going to happen. And this is an even weirder situation because there's no home crowd, there's no home court advantage. So if it ends up being Portland versus Philly in the finals, I'm not going to be surprised at this point. I'm just not. Like, I mean, you look at it, I mean, I kind of joke about those two teams, but there's reasoning behind it. I mean, that's the best offensive backcourt that you might have in the game. you know, which is now suddenly getting their starting front court back. Like, here comes Zach Collins and Yusuf Nurkic, who were done in mid-March, and now they're ready to play maybe 30 minutes a night. On the other side of the bracket, I mean, Ben Simmons just did an interview where he said, like, I'm better than I was at the start of the season. I'm stronger than I was at the start of the season. So this was also a guy that was done in mid-March. And remember, that Sixers team, you know, they'll lose something not playing at home, but they were terrible on the road. So maybe that, you know, has an advantage of them not having to play road games in the playoffs. So I think, you know, we can sit here and say Lakers, Bucks, or Clippers versus Raptors, or Clippers, Celtics, but something weird is almost assuredly going to happen in this postseason that's going to see probably a bottom, you know, four seed wind up in the finals.
Oof. All right, lastly, speaking of weird, you know, Rob and I talked about this a few minutes ago. Is Adam Silver going to have to change his mind and hang in the bubble for the entire time? Because that optic is not playing well that, yeah, everybody's got to be there, but he's going to be in and out, coming back and forth.
Yeah, it's not a great optic. I don't know that he's going to change his mind on it. I don't feel too strong one way or the other about one person going in and out, especially given the precautions I'm sure that Adam Silver is going to take. My bigger concern still is what those Disney employees are going to do and what kind of access they're going to have to players. I mean, you're going to see, I mean, the terminology says that the only people untested are going to be people that are within or have to be 6 feet away from anyone inside the bubble. How do you police that? I think the only way to ensure the best kind of safety is to make sure everybody is tested on a regular or semi-regular basis if they're going in and out of that bubble. The idea that just temperature checks and like a symptoms questionnaire is enough to get people in and out, that's not a good look. I think that is a far more significant importance than, you know, Adam Silver potentially parachuting in a couple of times.
Hey, Chris, real quick, is it true that Adam Silver picked Orlando because this is the closest Magic fans will ever get to seeing a championship? Oh, no, is that true?
Hey, they could make a run. Maybe this is the year. The Magic Kingdom, the Magic make their run behind, I don't know who's even playing for them at this point, but, you know, maybe this is the year they run the table.
It'll be a Mickey Mouse championship no matter what.
Oh, no. you feel better getting that,
yes,
out, Rob? You
I
feel better now
out.
After that?
Hey,
okay, great.
Try
That's
the
good.
Veal, okay? I'm here
yeah.
all week.
That's 30 seconds of Chris Mannix's life he's never going to get back. Just so you know. He's on
Thanks,
Twitter
Chris.
At SI Chris Mannix. That is at SI Chris Mannix. Chris, as always, man, appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
All right. I knew when you said, and lastly, is it true he picked Orlando? I knew exactly what you were
going to
say.
You knew where I was going?
I've known you so long. Now I go, he's just going for the cheap one-liner.
You already know
that's,
it, right?
That's all he's doing is going for it. You know, it's interesting that he says, look, something crazy is going to happen in the playoffs. Like the Knicks run in 99 as an 8 seed all the way to the NBA
You remember
finals.
That Allen Houston shot against Miami.
It stayed on the rim forever.
It hit like every piece of the rim before it dropped through.
And if Ewing doesn't get hurt, the finals go differently against the Spurs because they had nobody to stop Duncan and Robinson. Oh, man. But, all right, anyway, I can worry about the Knicks later. You know, the thing is, he says something crazy is going to happen, and it's really hard to break down what we're going to see, but I think I can tell you what we're going to see. You're going to see some teams show up that are just going there for a few games and they're ready to go. You'll be able to tell right away what teams are there for the long haul that think we can win a championship. Let's be here. And you're going to tell what teams are there to play 8 games and maybe 4 in a playoff round and then go home. So from that perspective, you're going to eliminate a lot of teams right away. And you're going to see a playoff in which there's going to be a lot of sweeps. There's going to be a lot of sweeps. There's going to be a lot of 5-game series because you're not going to have to worry about, well, what happens when, you know, it's 2-0, but they're going to go home and win 2 games, and then we go back and forth, and we're at game 7 at home. That's not going to happen. It's going to be whatever team wants to win is going to steamroll through the playoffs. You're going to see a lot of sweeps, 5-game series. I don't know. If you had to say I would put long odds to say, could I bet we don't get a 7-game series in the playoffs? And I would put money on that because I think that would come true because I just don't think you're going to see it with everything else going on, the neutral sites, Orlando, no crowds. Whoever wants to win is going to have such a big advantage because so many players, as Chris said, look, 1% are excited to be there. You're going to tell right away, this team doesn't care about being there. This team just wants to go home. And I get it. I get players who are being, you know, forced to go into this because it's what the NBA wants them to do. I understand that part of it. And I get that they're going to go there and say, okay, I'm just going to hopefully be okay. I get tested every day. We're going to play play this, and then we're going home. And then mentally, I need to decompress for a while because this has been a lot of stress about what's going to happen and us going back and now actually being put in a situation where some people could get sick.
It'll be interesting, and I think you're right. And one guy who has to be highly motivated, even though he could be down two important players, and I'm talking about LeBron James, because let's just face it, Jason, this might be his best last chance to win a championship. The way that the Lakers have played this year before the stoppage, right? Mm-hmm. Where he is in year 17, you know, one day it's just not the same. I know he's playing at a high, was playing at a high level. Next year's year 18. The body has just so much in it, and all of a sudden things aren't always like they used to be. Anthony Davis, the future, what else? Other moves. The team is set up to win now. So I think LeBron will be highly motivated, don't you, in this situation? Because this could be, if he doesn't win this year, I don't know if he'd ever win again.
Yeah, I don't know that it's – I don't worry about the pieces for LeBron because the Lakers figured it out, right? Before coronavirus hit, they didn't make a lot of adjustments, but they figured their team out, and they were rolling through people. And I said, okay, this is how they're going to do it. And they're certainly going to pick up where they left off. It's the same team. You're adding Deion Waiters. And look, J.R. Smith isn't even going to play. He's just there as break glass in case of emergency, in case other players get sick or get hurt. But they figured it out. And LeBron, after a long rest like this, he's going to be able to blitz through the playoffs. Look, I think Anthony Davis is right. The long layoff is going to help us. All the older teams, the long layoff is going to help because they're just going to be fresher. LeBron's not going to be worn down by the time he gets to the NBA Finals. They have had time to decompress and now get ready, and it's eight games, and then the playoffs. Yeah, the Lakers are still the favorites. In the West,
you really believe that? Clippers. I don't see the Lakers as the favorites. Because when you talk about the Lakers and the Clippers were able to beat the Lakers, Jason, even when they didn't have their full squad. They won two of the three games. I know the Lakers won the last one, but the other part is, all year late, the Clippers were dealing with Kawhi not being 100% healthy, Paul George. Now these guys who are younger, and now they've had 3 months to heal up and get and feel better and shake off those injuries. How in the world could you not look at the Clippers and think that they still would be better? And when they were a team, I mean, fully loaded and healthy, they were 14-1 in the 15 games where everybody was healthy. So they didn't lose. I see them as the favorites going in.
Although I picked the Clippers in the beginning of the season because they were deeper. But obviously things have changed now with the coronavirus pandemic. And especially if Lou Williams doesn't go and he says he's 50-50 right now, you're not going to win. I mean, there's going to be teams that are going to lose players here and there, and I get that. That's just something you're going to have to go through. There's going to be players who have to sit out with COVID-19, and who knows? One day it could be LeBron, it could be Giannis, and that could there are that variables to it. But if Lou Williams, he's one of the main reasons that I think that I picked the Clippers to win, because he can win two games in the playoffs all by himself, coming off the bench, scoring 28 points a game. They don't have Lou Williams. That's a huge blow for the Clippers. That's why this is like a big story that people aren't watching, that they need to, because of all the players.
Bigger than having a healthy Kawhi and a healthy Paul George. And don't get me wrong, Lou Williams is a big piece. I'm not poo-pooing him. But to have those two guys finally healthy, I just think that that's what they didn't have all year. And it's not like the Lakers ran away from the Clippers. They had a five-game lead over them, but they were banged up all year. And I'm just saying, when you get those two guys healthy, and Patrick Beverley was banged up, get him back, and look at the depth that they've added. They got all the players that were available. I mean, they made some moves. I love what the Clippers have, and Doc Rivers has that championship caliber coaching. So when you put all that together, I know people love LeBron and love what they were doing at the end, Jason, but I'm going to go with the Clippers. I think the Clippers run away with it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes. Coming up next, Rob and I have an NFL debate we couldn't be on more opposite sides on if we tried. That's next, Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip. Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Fox Sports Radio, The Dan Patrick Show, Jason Smith, Rob Parker, in for Dan and the Danettes. We have Bob Nightingale coming up in a few minutes, as today is a huge day for Major League Baseball. But, Rob, something I've been looking forward to talking to you about this week. You seriously think that Cam Newton is going to deliver the Patriots to the AFC East crown and is going to have a better year than Tom Brady with the Buccaneers?
Absolutely. I think, first of all, Cam, people are looking at Cam. Cam was hurt. Cam wasn't healthy. I remember watching one of his last games. It was a national game. He couldn't even deliver the football. He was so banged up. And so he's passed his physical. I think if they give him an opportunity to play and Bill Belichick and what he does up in New England, I think that the AFC least, I get the Jets finished 7-2. I don't know how many meaningful games they won during that stretch.
Zero. They played played nobody at the end.
That's what I'm saying, so I'm not there. Buffalo, I know that they've got a pretty good team as well. I don't know. They never seem to be able to put together back-to-back good years when they even have a good year, Jason, so that's up in the air with me. And when you talk about Tom Brady and you talk about the Patriots, I mean, talk about Tampa Bay, the issue that I have is that I've seen this movie before. Everybody would jumped on the Cleveland Browns bandwagon, if you remember a year ago. They went from 1,000,000-1 odds to 14-1. They're going to the Super Bowl. Oh, my God, they got OBJ. Baker Mayfield, nobody will be able to stop him. He has so many weapons. It won't even be fair. Do you remember all that?
Oh,
and then
sure.
All of a sudden, they didn't even make the playoffs. And the same thing, Tampa hasn't made the playoffs in 12 years. It will be a baker's dozen with Tom Brady because I see on paper, but I also see the Saints. I also see the Falcons. I'm not convinced that Gronk, who had to be talked into playing football again, who had already given up his competitive card when he joined pro wrestling. So I'm not sure where he's going to be. Guys like that who come back often wind up getting injured. I don't want him to get injured, but I'm thinking it could happen. And Tom Brady wasn't great last year. Let's just be honest. It was the worst 8-0 team I had ever seen. They beat a lot of also-rans. And when Tom Brady and them play better teams, they struggle. And go look at his numbers across the board. He's going to be a 43-year-old quarterback. I'm not convinced what Tom Brady's going to be there. Is it the quarterback that won a Super Bowl without throwing a touchdown? Is it that Tom Brady? Or was it the Tom Brady last year who threw a pick six to end the playoff game and his last pass as a Patriot? Is it that Tom Brady? I just think people are living in the past. Tom Brady is not the same guy. And nobody's going to be surprised by the Bucs. Everybody thinks that, oh, the Bucs are going to sneak up on everybody and beat. No, nobody's going to be surprised by the Bucs. And as bad as Jameis Winston was, he threw for 5,000 yards, had 30 touchdowns. Yes, he had the 30 picks. I get it. But he put up some unbelievable numbers, and they still couldn't win. I'm not buying the Bucs until further notice.
All right, well, first, you can't just say, yeah, I get the 30 picks. It's 30 interceptions.
I get it. Okay? I get it.
Look, you talk about living in the past. Cam hasn't been an elite quarterback in 5 years. 5 years. His one-loss record is .500. His quarterback rating is below average. He has not been great since 2015, and now he's coming off injuries. I don't know that he makes it to week one. Is Cam serviceable? Sure he is.
You want to make a win bet on that? Let's make a win.
I will tell you this. Brady wins more games with the Bucs than Cam wins with the Patriots if he even makes it to week one. I give you, Brady is more Joe Montana with the Chiefs at the end than he is Peyton Manning with the Broncos. All right, because Brady is really 1 or 2 years left, and this will be the best year he has. But he's got enough weapons down there, way better than he had in New England. There's going to be a fresh batch of energy around the team. They'll win enough games to get in the playoffs. Eventually, they'll play a team that's better than they are, and they'll wind up going home. It'll be very much like Montana with the Chiefs, where they make it to the playoffs, but they play teams that are better. Easily, I will go with Brady and the Bucks over Cam Newton and
the Patriots.
All right,
let's make 100%. A bet on that.
How many wings do you want?
20 wings and a large Diet Coke for me.
You know what? How about 2 large Diet Coke? I'm feeling cocky and arrogant.
All right.
Go 2 Diet Cokes.
Let's do it.
2 Diet Cokes and 20 wings. How long do I have to wait to eat? I mean, shouldn't you just give them to me beginning of the year because it's going to happen?
So when they start out, when the Bucks start out 0-5, you can opt out of your bet and bet 10 wings and 1 Diet Coke. And I'll have my Parmesan garlic all flats and a Diet Coke.
This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.